At the end of our episode last week, we said that we would be here today to talk about Saratoga Springs unless something major happened. Well, something major happened. As I'm sure you know, the Walt Disney Company has brought a lawsuit against the state of Florida and Governor Ron DeSantis. Our thoughts on that today on the Adult Meets Disney podcast. Stay tuned. Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Adult Meets Disney podcast. I'm your host, Tom, and I want to thank you for joining me for another week. And as I'm sure almost all of you know, the Walt Disney Company has brought a lawsuit against the state of Florida. And some folks out there may think, finally, this is happening. Some folks out there may think, what is Disney doing? They don't have a legal leg to stand on. And I'm going to start off all of this by saying, once again, I am not a lawyer, I am not an attorney, and I am not a citizen of the state of Florida. But we're going to cover everything that happened with this lawsuit and just kind of thoughts. As a Disney adult, what are the thoughts on this and where this puts us in terms of just the general magic of Disney? But to start this off, in the suit, which you can find online, it's a 77-page document that Disney had put together. And the fact that that document was released moments after what I will call the DeSantis Board, the Central Florida Tourism Oversight Board, moments after they passed a measure that they were going to look at those developer agreements that Disney and formerly Reedy Creek had and said, yeah, we're not going to pay attention to those. Mere moments later, this thing is filed. It goes to show that Disney was just waiting. Disney knew this was going to happen, and they were just waiting with their hands on the send button. It was like everybody waiting to click for a Taylor Swift ticket. They the second it happened, boom, it seemed like it just went out. So it seems like this was, yeah, we knew this was going to happen. We just were ready for it. In any case, Disney alleges multiple violations of its constitutional rights under things like the Contracts Clause, the Takings Clause, lack of due process, and violations of the First Amendment. The filing, and I read it, the filing details step by step what happened with this entire mess from the get-go to now, including multiple, and I mean multiple, quotes from Ron DeSantis and multiple people in the Florida Senate and the Florida House detailing that this is because Disney said that they were against the Parental Rights in Education bill. That's why this was happening. Phrases like, they kicked a hornet's nest, or you're right, this does target one company, the Walt Disney Company. So they laid out a pretty good argument as to why this could be an issue. And clearly it sounds like it's a violation of free speech. That's really what this sounds like. Again, I'm not an attorney. I have no appreciable legal training. As just someone who took, at most in terms of the law, like a high school and college level political science class, it seems like this is a violation of the First Amendment. That's really what this looks like. And it's like I said, this has been incredibly well detailed in this complaint. All of the things that DeSantis and all of the folks in the state legislature have said, and it's very clear what they're saying. So it seems like at the end, Disney kind of details out what they want to have done because of this. It's basically they want everything overturned, all of it. They want the initial bills that got rid of Reedy Creek gone, saying that they were unconstitutional. It was because of retaliation against freedom of speech, and therefore it's not fair. And that all the contracts that Disney had in place with Reedy Creek should be put back into effect because the state just can't come in and say that contract, no, you can't do that. That is also a violation of the U.S. Constitution. There is an argument out there, though, that, and this is stuff, you know, you hear when you're trying to do some research on this, you try to read the pro Disney side and you try to read the pro state side. And an argument against Disney would be that the state granted Disney Reedy Creek back in the 60s, so therefore the state can take it away just as easily. And I mean, I guess that's true. If the state granted you an ability, the state can then turn around and take it away. But if the reason that they're doing it is because Disney said something that they didn't like, and that's legit, like, think back, that's all they did. They issued a press release like that. They didn't fund a candidate in a race. They didn't dump oceans of money into lobbying for, you know, the anti that bill that got passed. They issued a press release and they cut back political contributions pretty much in general. Like, that's it. That was really all they did. And it seems like that was the motive for the state taking all the actions that they did. So the state can give, the state can take away, but if the state's reason for taking away is because you said something that we didn't like, again, non-attorney, sounds like that's a violation of free speech. Now, other folks out there will say that Reedy Creek and Disney are realistically just one and the same, because back during the shareholders meeting when Bob Iger said, well, the dissolution of Reedy Creek was in response to Disney's freedom of speech, that somehow intertwined the two. But because of that, they'll say, well, Disney basically admitted that Reedy Creek is Disney, and therefore the contracts signed between Disney and Reedy Creek are realistically contracts signed between Disney and itself, which are therefore invalid. You can't have a contract with yourself. Again, I'm not an attorney, so could that be right? I have no idea. That is for a judge to decide. And there have been even ongoing, like beyond this, pieces of legislation that have come out, or at least are being proposed or in discussion or passing one of the houses in Florida, that are blatantly aimed against Disney, and it's called out as much, like the legislation to have the state oversee the monorail. They don't outright say Disney in the piece of legislation, but it's incredibly clear that Disney's the one who's targeted. And it's the same oversight that they put over like state carnivals and state fairs. Like, come on, Disney is not a carnival. You know, are there accidents at places? Yeah, there are accidents literally everywhere. Accidents happen. But the safety standards at Disney and the safety standards at other major parks like Universal, like SeaWorld, they're well above and beyond what the state requires. That's why in Florida, they were all exempted. So they had to like go back and retroactively take Disney out of this thing to specifically go after them. And it's just nonsense, because what's not to say that this person, this oversight of the monorail person, is somebody who goes in and just finds a reason to shut the monorail down because of a dispute between DeSantis and Disney, or because that there's something that DeSantis deems to be too woke inside of the park. So again, I'm not saying that could occur, but there's the potential that that could occur. And it just seems completely backwards that this is happening. And then you had DeSantis coming out and saying, I'm going to put more amusement parks there. Or someone said we might need a state prison there. And I first off, do I think they're going to put a state prison on Disney property? No, that would be absurd. And it would also be like economically not smart to do that. But go back and listen to a lot of the things. This is probably our third or fourth episode in the lifespan of the podcast that has to deal with this. And at every one of those along the way, it was either A, this is done, it's going to go away quietly. B, it's going to get settled out of court, everything's going to be fine. Like, I did not anticipate it getting here. So, hey, who knows what's going to end up happening. I think what's clear is that Disney is 100% being singled out for what they said. That much is clear. So the question ultimately is this: do companies have the same First Amendment protections that people do? That's where this is. Now, I'm not going to get into the politics of that. This is not a political show. That's just the question that needs to be answered, because this was taken to federal court. And I think the thing that strikes me, again, just as a citizen in this case, is that if the state loses, let's say that the ruling comes in that, yeah, this was a violation of free speech, and the state loses, and then the state appeals a ruling of freedom of speech, like, that's a whole new ballgame if that happens. That would be that the state's arguing that maybe the First Amendment doesn't matter or anything like that. And that's just a scary situation that, you know, fingers crossed, it does not get into that type of area, but it could. And if it does, this now extends well beyond, an amusement park and a governor. It now has higher implications. So hopefully that doesn't happen. Yeah, even taking all that out of it, like take out this lawsuit, take out that legislation about the monorail, take out the, you know, allegations of building a state prison, and take out what could happen if this gets appealed. The main issue that I'm seeing with this, and this is, again, coming at it as a Disney adult, is that what was once this place, it was a place, yes, but also like a belief, a feeling, a vibe that was so integral to all of our childhoods. Like, what kid doesn't know Disney? Like, it's everywhere. It's across the globe, the concept of Disney. Like, people recognize, kids across the world recognize Mickey Mouse. That, and when you went to Disney, it was a place where people of any background, any belief system could come together around the belief that was Walt Disney World. And the fact that that has been now made into a political pawn is just disheartening. This really isn't a "I'm not mad, I'm just disappointed" type situation. Because there are people out there who are getting into full-scale arguments, and I mean throwing awful, awful language towards people they don't even know on social media, in the comment section on videos, over an argument between Disney and Florida. Throwing just anger at each other over this. It's like getting out of control, and people are not only thinking, people who are siding with the state are not only thinking that Disney, you know, in these via these comments. And again, I know this doesn't represent everybody, and a lot of times, you know, people who sit behind the comments section and hide behind keyboards, that's the thing. But people are saying that not only is Disney a deplorable company for whatever this amorphous indoctrination argument that they're using, but they're saying that anybody who supports Disney is not just wrong, but needs to be considered an enemy. And the same can be said in return, that there are some folks who are so apologetic and pro-Disney that it's the same in return, that, well, everybody who opposes this is not just wrong, you're the enemy. And that's just, we can't be doing this. We can't. Like, the magic that was Disney is just being stripped away and being replaced with vitriol and political speech. Like, as a Disney adult, I'm just disappointed. I'm sad, because I know that we are better than this. This is not what we should be arguing over. Yeah, Disney's integral to our culture, and if you don't like something that Disney or honestly any company is saying or doing, don't patronize them. Don't give them your money. If you don't like what some, either it's a Fortune 500 company or a company in town, if you don't like what they do, if you don't like what they're all about, don't go. Just don't go. But saying that the people who do go are deplorables, how is that helping? How is it going to help? Because it won't. It's not going to get us anywhere. And remember, there are bigger things. We talked about it in some previous episodes. There are bigger things out there. There's wage problems. There's a healthcare crisis. There's global geopolitical issues happening. There's inflation still a problem. Like, Disney didn't cause any of that. That's the stuff. Let's be focusing our attention on that. But it's just disappointing to see this. Like, we're just better than it. We're better than it. And I know that there are going to be folks who disagree with that, and you're totally entitled to that, but it's just frustrating. It really is. Hopefully this all dies down and we can get back to Disney not being a divisive term. Like, Disney should not be a term that you have to stand on one side or the other. That shouldn't be the case. Disney should be a place where everybody is able to find a home. It's a place where we can all go back and relive our childhood. It's a place where we can all go back and remember a time when we saw the world through the eyes of a child and how magical so many things were. It's a place where you can go and form memories with your family, with your friends. Some of the greatest memories with my family and friends are from Disney. Like, that's what this place should be about. It shouldn't be about where you stand on this, that, or the other thing. That's just, nah. So let's pull together on this one. I know we can do better. I know we can do better than this. And hopefully, you know, hopefully we're able to get there soon. But as far as this whole lawsuit thing, I'm no lawyer. I have no idea what is going to happen. It very well may end up in front of a judge. I don't know if it'll get settled out of court. I have no clue. we're just going to sit back and watch what happens and see how it goes. And we'll find out. We'll find out where we go. But that is everything that we have for today. So again, unless something major happens, we'll get back to talking about Saratoga Springs and our thoughts on Saratoga Springs for our next episode. But if you like what you heard here and you want to continue to hear more, please make sure that you subscribe to the Adult Meets Disney podcast. Leave a rating or review of this or any of the other episodes that we have out there. You could follow us on Twitter at AMDizPodcast. We're also on TikTok at AMDizPodcast as well. So you can check out all of the different social media platforms that we have. And of course, do tell a friend to do the same. Until next time, everyone, I hope you have a magical day.